Genesis and John. God gives Abraham and Sarah a son in their old age. Abraham told to sacrifice his son, but God provides a ram instead. Genesis gives us a reminder story of the love of God and the faithfulness of Abraham. This test of faith pushes Abraham to a limit we would not want to be tested. Could we have passed the same test of faith? Do we know when God is testing us, and does God still test our faith today? These are good questions, and I'm sure we have given this some thought, especially after hearing the story of Abraham and Isaac, his son being expected as a sacrifice to God. God has made a promise to Abraham, a large family, and a blessing that extended to all nations. But God is not sure if Abraham is up to the task. God needs to know Abraham can handle the pressures of the task ahead. Is Abraham the man for the job? Does he have what it takes? Is he faithful to God in all things? God has chosen Abraham, and now God wants to fulfill all his promises through Abraham if Abraham is ready. God has already begun by giving Abraham a son. What else is in it for Abraham? We have been gifted by the actions of Abraham, even if we do not realize it. God blessed all nations through Father Abraham with the life of the Messiah. God has given us a part in the blessing to be blessings to others by loving our neighbors. We may be tested daily by the secular world when we choose possessions or things over people. We may be tested by our greed or our need for power. We may be tested by our inability to listen without judgment or anger to those who may see things from another perspective. We may be tested by our inability to love our God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength. It's not about the test. It's about our faithfulness to the God of all creation. It's about God's actions in our lives that keep us from being consumed by the world. God comes to us and brings salvation for us through God's own self. In our story, a ram provided as a sacrifice to ensure the promise of God to Abraham. Isaac asks the question, "Where is the lamb for our sacrifice?" Abraham himself proclaims, "God will provide for us a sacrifice." But ultimately, God provides a lamb for the slaughter. The Son of God comes as an offering for all the nations of God's creation. Jesus Christ will go to the cross for all God's creation. Jesus is the open gate of God's righteousness in order to keep God's promise to Abraham. Jesus is the open gate for all nations. Amen. Let us pray. God of promise, you stayed the hand of Abraham and fulfilled the promise you made to him, that he would father a great nation. Keep your promises to us that we become inheritors of eternal life through Jesus Christ, the open gate. Amen.